Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Whoo, and we're done. Hoo-wee.
Praise Jesus.
I have to say, after all our bitching about that season, which I think was justified, I actually found this finale to be somewhat delightful.
Somewhat. There were elements of it that were delightful. I was not delighted by the 3 hours.
No, not at all.
It could have been a delightful 45-minute finale.
Well, I actually think, like, somewhat delightful is probably right, because it's like getting closer to the spirit of the paradise we know and love. You got the prom, you got some goofy things. I think one of the big problems that showed the issues of the whole season was, like, they had a nice little ending with that little montage, and then they got to tack on another montage on top of that.
And now we're going to play this other song. No, I want the mannequin song. And just end it there.
Right. What is this, fucking Lord of the Rings? We got to have extra endings at the end.
It's like this Berenstain Bears book that I just read, Charlie. It's too much. It's too long.
Yeah, the Pilgrim one. Oof, that is not culturally sensitive.
No.
Yeah.
Me Squanto?
Yeah, Jesus.
Like, Lord.
Yeah, we need to hide that one. Well, also, you know, a funny thing, it's super preachy, it's racist, and the other thing that's funny,
and it's moral relativism, because the whole point of the book is that Sister gets attached to Squanto, and then they have Sam. Squanto is a turkey.
Is a turkey, by the way. Yeah. Yeah.
Then they have salmon.
Right. Like, she could have just, because she didn't want to eat the turkey.
That salmon is also one of God's creatures.
Yeah, go all the way. Pescatarian, Sister Bear. Come on. Well, here, speaking of the Jesus-iness.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, no. Oh, okay. Sorry. I had a totally different point, but that's a good one. Speaking of the Jesus-iness of the recent Berenstain Bears, so the implication, maybe I've talked about this before, is that there was a bear Jesus who was crucified by other bears.
They weren't letting those bears live the life they wanted because of religious persecution.
Right. So, like, did the whole of reality play itself out with bears?
It's that there's an alternate, a wrinkle in the space-time
continuum, an alternate universe.
There's an alternate universe where there's a Ryan bear, an Emma bear.
Well, I'd like to meet these bears. Well, it's like the ending of that Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes movie, where they go, Mark Wahlberg goes back in time and reality is messed up and it's all apes, but there's like an Abraham Lincoln memorial, but he's an ape.
Right. Yeah.
Like, there was an ape.
I feel like they
Abraham
wanted
Lincoln.
That. Oh, God. I feel like they wanted that to be, like, deeper than it was.
Yes.
And it really just didn't make sense. Like, what? So the president was an ape?
Right. Well, they were all apes. There was a George Washington ape. Yeah, yeah.
There was a Hamilton ape.
That Hamilton, the Burr ape, shot Alexander Hamilton ape. Anyway, guys, I lost my train of thought. We had to pause for a second. And then the dog started drinking water real loudly, so we had to wait for that to be over, because we didn't think that you wanted to listen to that in addition to my burping and noises that I'm always making. You don't need two creatures making though there it is in the background. If you listen, you can really hear it.
And you just burp.
Yeah. So. Right. It's a whole, it's almost a trifecta.
It's, yeah. It's just...
Yeah. All right. What do you got for us?
I got a nice Instagram message.
Okay.
From Cuban modern mystic.
Ooh.
I love it.
Okay.
I might be late to the party, but I heard your latest podcast last night. You teach a poetry class. Is it online by any chance?
Oh.
It is not.
Yeah.
It was during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It has since moved back into traditional mode. Love you guys. You're both hilarious. And I don't know who the fuck Miki is, but I'll fight her. Thank you. I will send you out there to fight her.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks for the inquiry about my class. 4.9 rating on ratemyprofessors.com.
One of the highest at our institution.
One of the highest.
By the way.
At one point was the highest.
Yeah, the highest.
BT dubs.
Yeah.
Until I got knocked out.
What motherfucker came in and gave you like a 4.9 rating?
Some dude in the business school.
Oh,
fuck you.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then what? We got a nice review to shout out.
And that reminded me of what I wanted to say, way too late. Spoiler alert, Miki, on Planet of the Apes from 2001. All right. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, they did it. You really did it.
Spoiler alert, it was those damn dirty apes.
Mm-hmm. We finally really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! God! Damn you all to hell!
Yeah, so we got a really nice review. What?
We have some other message.
Oh!
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I'll read this one while you prep. Man, we're just drowning in praise.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at it. We've got multiple requests to do the Dance Till Dawn recap.
Yeah.
It's happening, guys.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
We're going to give you a heads up because I think that it will work. It will work best if everyone has watched it ahead of time.
You've got homework, everybody.
Yeah, guys, we're going to really need you to commit to this if we're going to commit to it.
Because we didn't
like
last time.
Kind of professors that make you sign the syllabus as a contract. Fuck off.
After they make you watch that Snoop Dogg video about how you need to read the syllabus.
Mm-hmm. A message from Big Snoop Deal Double G to all the university students. Yo, syllabus. You got to do it. You got to read it. Man, I'm telling you, the more you know, the further you go. Tell them, Snoop Dogg sent you. Syllabus, I know all about it. Catch up so we can have a conversation. Don't be late. Let's go.
Okay, so let me read you this nice review. This is Shell of Bell. Says one of your tens of Hawaii listeners checking in. Oh, and the title is Hilarious and Relatable, 5 stars. Says this has become her favorite podcast altogether. She's an elderly parent at 37 years old.
Called a geriatric pregnancy.
Has listened to the whole archive twice. Whoa. So this is why we keep them online. Sometimes I wonder, like, what's the point of keeping all those old episodes up? It's for Shell of Bell.
Do you have to go to the Library of Congress to access that?
You have to go to the card catalog at your local library. Look it up in the Dewey Decimal System.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
First of all, mahalo. Second of all, when can we come visit?
When can you start? Yeah, see, Hawaii doesn't need a commercial like that because it sells itself.
That's right, California.
Yeah, right.
Try hard.
Doing too hard. All right, let's shout out a Hawaiian city while we're here.
Third point. Do you know Kelly Kapowski's grandfather?
Oh, yeah. He runs the Hawaiian Hideaway.
Maybe you've heard of it. Your cares will slide away.
Welcome to the Hawaiian Hideaway. Your cares will slide away beneath the sunshine in the morning and the moon at night.
Grandpa!
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Kapolei, Hawaii, and our one listener there. Maybe it's Shell to Bell.
Aww.
Yeah.
You guys should get together
if
it's not.
Oh, y'all could have a watch party and a listen party.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
That'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
Invite us. We'll come down.
Sure. We'll fly out.
Yeah.
We're going to need you to cover that, of course. But
we're going to take that out of Robin's stipend.
Speaking of Robin.
Did she message us?
There's a new Robin.
I don't know if the old Robin listens anymore.
There's a new Robin.
We haven't heard from that old Robin in some time.
Funny you should say that because We got a message on Instagram that I just saw. Sorry, Robin, you're still in my request zone. Hi, my name is Robin, and I'm a grad student. I hear you have a few research assignments for me. Also, thanks for being my favorite Bachelor Recap.
Oh.
Robin, you're hired. Robin 2.0.
We got a new and improved Robin. Also, I love that grad students listen to us. That's great. Yeah.
Who else is going to do it?
Who else has the time on their hands?
Robin, you're hired.
All right, you want to get into this finale here?
Not really, but
all right.
Fuck
well,
it.
Let's. I mean, we can blow through this thing. I think I don't. I told Anna for a 3-hour episode, I only have 4 pages of notes, which is shocking for me. I mean, normally this would be 13, 14 pages of notes, but yeah, let's hit it.
Let's hit it. All right, they are still at the prom.
Still at prom.
When we come
yep.
into this episode, Noah is still breaking up with Abigail. He is still telling her that she's not his person. We get it.
She already told you to stop saying that, bro. Yeah, even though it turns out later, spoiler alert, Miki, that, yeah, I know there's some kind of weather alert. We're okay.
Guys, we are under a, what the emergency alert is saying is a dangerous and life-threatening situation.
Yeah, we're cool. Fine, everybody. Cool, yeah, cool. If this is how we go out, this is, they so die doing what they loved. Recapping The Bachelor. Yeah, so did you find it very hard to take Noah seriously in these suspenders?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, like it's this like serious breakup conversation.
Really tan.
Yeah.
No judgment, because I get that way mm-hmm. too. But I feel like everyone is looking like increasingly silly. And yeah. I guess just the 80s prom obviously kind of drove that home.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, and he's got like a scraggly little mustache. Yeah,
he's added more necklaces.
The problem is he can't be with Abigail because he's weighed down by these necklaces.
How many necklaces is too many? The limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist. The limit does not exist.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't want to drag this out like Noah did. He breaks up with her.
I mean, he says he's leaving paradise. He's not walking away with regrets. He also says he never lied to her because he was truly feeling those things mm-hmm. that he expressed. I don't actually think Noah's wrong. Like,
right.
I don't know. I feel like things, you know, he knew things were getting real.
Mm-hmm.
I like it that they're still dating.
Yeah,
that they're
yeah.
back. I mean, feel like a lot of couples do that. They find their way back. Kevin and Astrid are about to have a baby. Remember them?
No. But that's good for them.
Yeah, and I don't think that they ended the show together. Like, I think they broke up. And as we were remembering, like, Joe and Kendall
right.
didn't leave together. So I do kind of like the idea that there's life after paradise.
Sure. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, again, they're forcing this impossible choice. Like, Noah was probably like, well, shit, I don't want to get engaged in 2 days, so I guess this is over now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so he just walks out. Meanwhile, Abigail comes and the ladies confront her, which is a nice scene. And then she leaves and everybody's sad about it. And it really kind of ruined prom. Thanks, Noah. Someone's got to spoil the prom.
Way to cock block everyone at prom.
That's right. Now nobody's getting laid in the back seat.
Everybody's
afterwards.
Freaked out.
Nobody's getting laid at the hotel party afterwards, except for Ivan and Alexis.
Well, I was going to say except for Riley and Marissa.
Oh, yeah.
Because nothing's slowing
them
down.
Nothing's stopping them. Nothing's going to stop us now. They can say we're crazy.
Do you have to sing it like that?
Yeah, I do, because it's that's how it's that's kind of how it sounds.
Do you have to like clench your jaw?
Yep, that's
like
how
that?
I produce that noise. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just maybe not.
Well, you know, it's nice. This it's good for the listener that this is an audio medium. I mean, you don't have that luxury.
But I'm here.
What if maybe we just set up a screen between us so that
Fine.
you didn't have to see
Fine.
Some of this?
A little sheet, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, no, just one little hole in it just to make things kind of tantalizing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, it freaks everybody out that Noah has left. The next night, can we go to the cocktail party?
Let's do it.
We can try, but guess what, guys? Wells is canceling.
Yeah, Wells, the bartender, is canceling a cocktail party. Bro, that's against your job, bud. Also, this is only the 5th rose ceremony. Like, I feel like this underscores, like, they are not here that long.
Well, it's 6 weeks.
I don't think it is.
Because it's a full week between each rose ceremony. I mean, that's why they say, like, the women have the roses this week.
I've seen some things that suggest that it is much more truncated than that.
You need to shut your mouth.
Let's get our new Robin on
shut
this.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
It's a week between. And all three of these couples that got engaged will last. A
bunch of dark suits are going to show up in the middle of the night.
Flash that Men in Black laser in my face.
So they're going to a cocktail party, and I feel like this was a real dick move on Wells's part.
Yeah, no joke.
Like, hopefully at this point you've said everything you need to say to each other. Well, guess what? Maybe we haven't. Well, also, Natasha didn't get to go to the prom.
Right. Well, and Natasha said, I think there's a conversation that needs to be had with Ed. Where's his head at? How does he truly feel? We know, Natasha. Like, you don't need to talk to him.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave with Ed. Come on.
But, I think it's still a shitty mood. Like, at least let them have a party.
Of course,
I mean, I don't know.
Yes, I agree. Wells,
Why cancel it?
No, there's no good reason.
Like, there's no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, because usually when that happens, it's driven by the bachelor or bachelorette saying,
and
like, I know what I want to do.
I feel like Wells was real, like, authoritative about it, and I didn't like it. He was a little too you getting a little cocky.
He's getting a little too big for his britches.
He is. Well, guess what? Jesse Palmer's here to fix that.
Well, there's a power vacuum. This is what they were worried about in Iraq when Saddam Hussein fell. There's a power vacuum.
This is it.
And small dictators, tin pot dictators, are rising up to fill it. Yeah, so as far as the roses go, Joe gives his to Serena. Really no big surprises. Riley to Marissa. Kenny to Mari. Thomas to Becca. Thomas says, this was a big week for us. We were able to have a lot of big conversations. Did you? We didn't see any of that. I mean, I'm not begging for more show, but, like, that's one of the frustrating things about Paradise.
Right.
Relationships develop that we just don't see. James gives his to Anna. Aaron gives his to Tia, really fucking over Chelsea.
Then they just zoom in on Chelsea's face, and she's like, what the fuck, dude?
I was like, Chelsea benefited from Paradise in terms of, like, I liked her a lot better by the time. Like,
a couple of them did for me.
Yeah.
Because who was I thinking about at the end of this? Even, like, the end, I can't remember now. Yeah. But there are always a few people that come off way worse, mm-hmm. and a few that I end up liking better.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you that. So maybe we can table that till the very end as our final conversation.
Sure. Okay. Let's do it.
Ed and my Kenna. So poor Natasha and Chelsea go home. God, I think Natasha goes in the Hall of Fame for getting screwed over the most times on this show. Meanwhile,
I mean, she got to hang out in Mexico for 5 weeks.
It's true.
Basically unattached.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Boy, the thunder rolls, gang.
And the lightning strikes.
Call Garth Brooks.
And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart. The thunder rolls.
Okay, so then who should arrive pulling his van up into Paradise? Dean and Kaylin.
It's Dean.
Yeah, so he drove all the way there.
I was very excited about, and then they, like, showed zero, they almost felt like robots.
Right,
or
like, are these, like, robot clones that they made of Dean and Kayla? Because they were
they
like,
flash that thing at them?
Cause, yeah, they, like, was someone holding them hostage? It was like a hostage video because, like, you need to make some important decisions here in Paradise.
We're coming up on a big day.
We found love here. Yeah, I don't know what is going on with this situation. Parumpum got to Dean and, reprogrammed his brain, I think.
Also, I'm going to go ahead and say that Dean has not aged well.
Well, that's what van life will do to you.
Ooh, yikes. Yeah. I mean, I feel like some people van life... Dean's facial features, I feel, are too delicate for van life.
He needs a little more care.
He's gone too Oompa Loompa for me. He really has, though. Think about it. Yeah. That is what he looks like. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, 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 dee, dee. What do you get when you live in a van?
And you may get a little too tan.
You should ask Chris Harrison.
But you can't. He's fired.
Puzzle for you. Oompa loompa doompa dee dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Chris Harrison fell in a chocolate river and was drowned.
Chris Harrison drank that alcohol, got all drunk, and
floated and got chopped apart in a ceiling fan.
You fool.
All right. So where are we now? So, they all have like these little conversations.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. Dean and Kaylin are like, take some time together. You have to have a conversation where you have to decide, are you going to stay? Are you going to go to the fantasy suites together? Or are you leaving paradise?
Yes. All right. And so everybody has to hash this out.
Yeah. So Kenny and Mari go first. He says that his real concern is that she's 25, which I do think is interesting. She does seem older than that.
She
to
does.
Me.
Yep.
There are a lot of like large age differences, because I believe Serena is only 24.
Yeah, I
maybe
believe
25.
They discussed that too. Yeah. I think their age difference is nearly that of
yeah,
Kenny and Mari's.
Joe is like 36 or yeah. 37.
Yep.
So he says that that's really what his concern is, and she just says, "I'm ready to eat your human taco. I'm ready for what comes next."
Yes.
So they are headed to the fantasy suites.
Indeed, yeah, to eat some tacos. Here's a theory. So okay. Two of the three dudes mm-hmm. that get engaged are older. Like, is it just that maybe you need a little
I
bit
think
more
Riley's
maturity?
Older too.
Yeah.
Like, how old
yeah.
is Riley?
I don't know. I probably like early 30s, I would yeah. guess. Yeah. So maybe it's just you need to be a little bit older fella to take this process a little more seriously. Maybe Aaron and James aren't quite mature enough yet, still broing out.
Sorry,
still having the bromance.
See.
Yeah, see how old he is. All right.
Because we were also wondering, because you made the comment that Marissa seemed very young.
I did, yeah. Yep. And some of that, I think, comes down to the fact that she was like, I've never been on a date before. Like, mm-hmm. you know, she did seem a little young.
Till she was sucking that whipped cream off his toes. That was pretty mature.
That's pretty adult yeah. right there.
Pretty adult.
All right. So Thomas and Becca. Thomas says, everything inside of me screams I'm falling in love with you. And Becca says, I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah.
There's just something missing. I feel like I see a part of Thomas, but I don't see all of Thomas.
Okay, Riley is 31.
Okay.
And Marissa is 25.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I would have guessed like 22 again.
No,
but,
come on.
I mean, that's not that. What? She's 25. You would have guessed 22. That's ridiculous.
I feel like there's actually a pretty significant difference between a 25-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Okay.
Right?
I was not.
My Kenna might be 22.
My Kenna is barely 22, I think.
I don't know about you, but my Kenna is feeling 22.
Yeah, so then Thomas starts crying and says,
oh my God,
I'm going to go up. And then Becca runs after him, but like not to like get him back or anything.
I feel like Becca was ice cold in this
yes.
breakup, and I kind of loved it.
Yeah. Now what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. I can't hear
you. I say what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. Because I feel like Thomas is just displaying an absurd amount of emotion, and
right.
Becca does not flinch.
Not at all. That's what happens when you've got the power going to your head of having been the bachelorette. Yeah. Just like Wells, the power has gone to her head. All right. Meanwhile, Ed and my Kenna. Ed says, I feel a really strong spark with you, and I want to see what that spark feels like out of paradise. My Kenna says, I think it would be best if we just go our separate ways.
So Ed basically just shoots his shot trying to get into the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Ed is here to go to Pound Town.
Ed likes to fuck.
Ed is DTF.
DTC down to clown. What is there some sort of noise?
I thought that one of the happening. Children
oh,
was
okay.
walking.
Yeah,
right as you said, likes to fuck.
Then our son is going to say that in kindergarten next week. All right. Then shocker of shockers.
But yeah, I mean, my Kenna is basically like, dude, no. And they're watching him. They're like, aww. Oh, he is making a case.
Yeah, and Ed says, boys, I just got dumped.
Aww.
Oh, he was in good spirits. But I mean, they had been together for like 3 days.
Add Ed to the list of people that I find charming now, post-Paradise.
Ed improved in the sense that I am neutral on him now.
Yeah, same.
So, like that's an improvement. Yeah, it's an improvement. Yes. I don't.
Almost as if maybe I judge people too harshly on this show.
I've never heard that complaint before. All right, so in shocker of shockers, James dumps Anna.
Whoa.
After making it all this way.
After, like, spending the whole time complaining about not having a lady.
Right, moping around. But you know what? He did find his true love.
Turns out what he needed was there all along. And that was his best bro.
Right in front of him. Yeah, so he walks up to Aaron and is like, do you want to get out of here? And Aaron's like, yeah, sounds good. So he goes to Tia. He's like, Aaron says to James, like, okay, just hold on real
He's
quick.
He's like, hey, I got to do this real fast. Yeah. I'm not into you. If you're ever in San Diego, call me.
I believe they say it SD, but Aaron says, I really care about you, but James is waiting. And then he runs away. And Tia
she
says,
goes, are you fucking kidding me right now? I fucking hate you, you idiots.
I do like Tia.
I do too. And I really love the bromance.
The James bromance is cute.
I came in here looking for a big love story, but I found a best friend.
Oh, those two.
That's you if you ever go on one of these shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I would be happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be James. I'd be like, man, I found a cool bro to hang out with.
That's what I wanted. All right. Tia says, fuck these dudes. I'm out of here.
Yes.
See ya never, Paradise.
I have that in my notes, too. All right. So Riley and Marissa... they're down for the fantasy suites, no surprise there,
but Riley tricks Marissa into thinking that he's breaking up with her, which I love.
That you did that to me on April Fool's Day one time. Yeah,
guys, don't ever do that.
I was pretty upset about it.
Yep.
Yeah,
got some tears out of this
guy. Right, speaking of Thomas and Becca. Yeah. That's why you liked ice cold Becca.
You know what though, April Fool's, it worked.
Right, there's no rules on the fools.
I crushed it.
On April Fool's, you got to sacrifice everything for the prank.
I mean, you
everything.
You have to or it's not going to work.
Right. Yeah, that's true. If you're not all in, what are you putting a fake spider in my bed? That's not going to happen.
If you go half-ass, you're not going to buy it.
Yeah, no, you've really got to. You've got to go for the fucking throat on
that's
April
right.
Fool's
that's
Day.
That's right. April is the cruelest month.
But you know what? Those April showers of my tears brought May flowers of our love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Joe and Serena are down to bone as well.
They're in love. Serena says, hey, Joe, I'm in love with you. Joe says, I was going to say that later. Love you too. Very much so.
Aw, sweet guy.
Yeah.
Serena says that their relationship has brought out the best in her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're down to three couples. Mm-hmm. We got Kenny and Mari, Joe and Serena, Marissa and Riley.
And then... it's time to bone.
Time to bone. So I was talking about this with you earlier, and I think you agreed that the part on the Fantasy Suite invitation that says if you wish to forego your individual rooms for an evening of bliss, that's new.
I think it is too, and I believe it's a little bit of a... little bit of a high standard, if you will.
I like it though that they're being a little more explicit. Like I would like it to be more explicit, like if you would like to forego your individual rooms for an evening of erotic desires, if, like beyond your imagination,
if you'd like to fuck 8 times in a windmill, accept
now,
this card.
That's setting the standard a little high. If you'd like to fuck 3/4 of a time.
If you'd like to walk bow-legged for the next 2 weeks, accept this card.
Got me walking side to side. That's what Kendall said to Ari, like, after their fantasy suite. She made some comment about how it was tough to walk.
Kendall did?
Yeah, Kendall did.
Kendall and Ari slept together?
They slept together. He made some comment. And whose season was she on?
Ari.
Yeah, no, they definitely did it because he made some comment the next day and she like misinterpreted. She was like, you're so dirty. Because he was like, this isn't it, but it was something
he was
the effect
like,
of
it's
like,
it's hard to watch you walk away.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, like, it's hard to walk out of here this morning. And she's like, oh, you're dirty. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Oh, God.
All right. So Riley has this nice little speech about the Sunday morning dream that he has that's real sweet. Though I did like one of the parts of his dream is that he wakes up early, his daughter wakes up early, and he feeds her cookies for breakfast.
Not very responsible. Chocolate cake in bed.
Well, also I like this, like, is that gonna happen every Sunday? Like once in a while, like sure, you know, but like
that's why they call it Cookie Sunday.
But yeah, it's, and he says, when I see you, I see Sunday morning. Pretty good speech. That's pretty
sweet
good speech,
guy.
Riley.
I like Riley.
Me too. So I will.
I like all the three couples that remained. Is this what you were going to say?
Yep.
I like them. And I'm, if you're going to be on board for an engagement with any of these ridiculous people, I think these six are like, I trust that they're, I don't know that they're totally going to last.
Right.
I do believe that they have genuine relationships.
Right. Well, this is interesting too, because like, I hate to say that the process worked, but it kind of sort of seems like it did. I'm loathe to say it.
I would argue that Paradise has a better track record than any of the regular franchise seasons.
Yeah, certainly better than The Bachelor, which how could you have a worse track record than The Bachelor? Yeah.
I think that Paradise, it's not doing great, but it's more than you would think.
Sure. I mean,
it makes sense, right? Like you bring 15 men and 15 women together, there's definitely more of a shot at like something working out.
Well, that's exactly right. Like how many people in the regular season just like, they are not compatible. They are not going to vibe with whoever that person is.
With one person.
Yes. Right. But we can move around.
Like, I mean, we were saying that about Serena. I was saying that it was striking to see her so happy at the end of Bachelor in Paradise. Like, she looked like she had been hit by a fucking Mack truck.
Right.
By the end of Matt James' season. It's definitely, you just have a better shot.
Right. Well, and it's just like, you get to actually spend time with the person too.
Right. Yeah.
And like, it's more relaxing. Like how much of this is just like sitting around, you know, drinking and snuggling on those palapas, you know? I do think it's a significantly better situation for romance. I was saying, though, the next morning when Joe and Serena were in bed together, that's when they should have had Kendall burst in. Hey, you know, I'm totally good with you guys. I'm happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm just so happy. Joe, I don't want to taxidermy you at all.
I'm so happy and not at all bitter.
I'm not at all embarrassed that the producers are making me do this.
Before the fantasy suites, they have like one last date and a lot of them say, I love you.
Yep.
Everybody's in love. Everything's coming up roses, basically.
Oh, the coming only up thing, roses indeed.
Yeah, touche. The only thing that puts a little bit of a wrinkle in it is for Riley and Marissa. Riley says that he's still a little unsure of a proposal. We could not decide how much of this was just like producer forced.
Right. So here's what I saw.
It seemed to come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, here's what I saw is that, you know, they wake up the next day. They seem happy. That all seems good. And then when Riley leaves, what I have him saying whispering to her is, I'm going to think some more stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like then what so either he said something else.
No, or that's what he said. And then the producers are like, gosh, Marissa, what do you think he means when he says?
Correct.
He
think,
do you think there's a possibility that he could not want to be with
you? Do you think he's getting cold feet on this engagement?
1,000%.
I bet he is. Yeah. And you're right. Because they would have showed us if he would have said like, I don't think I'm ready for this. Like sure as shit, that would have been in the audio.
But
so,
then cut to Marissa like legit losing her shit.
Falling apart. Yeah.
So I guarantee you that was producer oriented.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I have only one comment about Kenny and Mari waking up together. Kenny's hair looks perfect. Did you notice that?
It's what happens when you're a boy band manager.
Like, you go to sleep after a wild night of
fucking
left and right, yeah. And then sleeping. The next day you wake up, everything's good.
What was the name of that creepy manager that did, like, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, I don't know.
That old man.
Paul Giamatti. Could he be played by Paul Giamatti?
Why would it be Paul Giamatti?
Because he always plays the he played the Beach Boys manager, and I'm pretty sure he plays the manager in Straight Outta Compton too. All right, we got to Google this. Hang on, gang.
I mean, I don't even have a joke about it. My bad. Lou Pearlman was who I was thinking of, but he got arrested for doing one of the longest running Ponzi schemes, and he's now died.
Oh,
he died in federal custody in 2016.
Man.
This is kind of crazy, though.
Okay.
He was an American record producer. Yeah. He produced many of the successful 1990s boy bands, having formed and funded the Backstreet Boys after their massive success. He then developed NSYNC. You know this guy, right?
Yeah.
Then he ran a Ponzi scheme and left more than $300 million in debts. How is there not a movie about this?
I know. Well, at least like movie.
Who's the Glee guy?
Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy. Crime story right there with Paul Giamatti as the guy. So was the Ponzi scheme like, all right, you five get to form a boy band, and then you form five boy bands, and those five boy bands each form five boy bands. It's a pyramid with me on the top. Okay, so you want to get to the proposals?
Wait. One of the things that it says that he got in trouble for is that he returned to the U.S. and formed Airship Enterprises, which leased a blimp to JorDash before actually owning one. I guess, right?
It was like a JorDash blimp? That's a far cry from the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, JorDash jeans. He used the funds from JorDash to construct a blimp, which promptly crashed. Seriously, how is this not a movie?
Man, the crashing JorDash blimp. There's some sort of metaphor there.
This is
on
amazing,
like the Titanic level. This is great. We need to do a like you're wrong about or like a true crime style podcast where we just recount these sort of stories.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to shout out Boonter Doggy, who said they wanted some mini eps.
Yeah, well, spit in one hand and wunt in the other and see which one fills up faster, Boonter Doggy.
We don't have time.
Just kidding. We will.
We don't have time, Boonter Doggy, this relentless pace. We got a week off to regain our sanity, and
it's
then
insane.
It's to Michelle's season. So, yeah, this is, it's a lot.
Insane.
It's a lot. It's insane in the membrane. Honestly, this might be our mini episode, given how short it is, because we're already to the engagements.
I mean, call me Sandra Bullock and you be Ryan Reynolds, because it's time for the proposal.
I like that was a nice segue. Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, a little rom-com reference.
Yeah, I like it. Rom-communism.
Kenny tells Mari, I am so fucking in love with you.
Indeed.
Marry me, bitch.
I did love, he says, he goes to get down on one knee and his knees pop and he's like, oh man, these old bones.
Aww.
That would have been me.
I was saying Kenny did look a little old in this episode.
Yeah.
He gives her the ring and he says, it's big, right? And she says, yeah, it's huge.
So did Neil Lane even come down here, or did he just like ship some of his leftover?
I don't know.
Like cast offs.
He's like, take this.
Right, here you go.
Take this little piece of metal.
You know, he had them wash ashore in a pirate's treasure chest.
He's in it in a bottle.
Message in a bottle.
If I could put time in a bottle.
The first thing that I'd like to do. It's a pretty good song. Yeah.
I actually don't like that song.
You're not a Jim Croce person.
Gonna be enough time.
Yeah, that's a good part.
No.
Do the things you want to do, won't you find?
Don't make eye contact with me when you do that.
Oh, you don't want me to serenade you?
No.
With time in a bottle?
Nope.
Oh. No, I'm gonna go to bat for time in a bottle.
Nope.
It's a sweet song. Yeah.
Message in a bottle.
I'll take the Jim Croce over the Police.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm not a big Police fan. Defund the Police. the institution and the band.
Okay. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Let's see. Marissa and Riley are next. And in my notes, I just have, they get engaged.
I also have that they are fucking wet. Like,
oh my
with
God.
Sweat.
Marissa
yeah.
is so sweaty. I guess some people just sweat more than others because Serena comes out looking like a goddamn goddess.
Yeah, Serena looked amazing.
She does not break a sweat.
Yeah.
She is cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, she looked terrific. Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's on my list. Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll put Grocery Joe on my list.
Yeah, oh, Grocery Joe's. I would marry Grocery Joe if he got down on one knee in front of me. He's so goddamn charming.
He is charming.
Yeah, no, again, all six of these people seem like they appear to be decent human beings.
I like all of them.
Yeah, from the editing, yeah, that we received. So yeah. Yeah, Marissa says, you know, all of my insecurities, like, hold on there, Marissa. It's been 12 days. But still, it's a sweet proposal. I hope that they do well together. Yeah, Riley says, I've gone from city to city and state to state. And now country to country in search of something special.
You really fucked a lot of girls, didn't you?
He's got a girl in every port, and
I've
he finally found one.
City after city.
I've had women eat whipped cream off my feet in town after town across this great land of ours.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
All right. So, then Joe. So, yeah, Marissa and Riley are engaged. It's sweet.
All right, Joe is waiting for Serena to show up when guess who does show up? Fucking Kendall.
Yeah, and so I think, did you make this point that she was just like sitting around for days and days to like...
I don't know. No, I didn't. But okay. That's true. I guess, well, they put her in that holding cell that they have. She was there with whoever it was that Ivan hooked up with.
Right, yeah, they're just all in there together. Yeah.
I picture it like... what was that? Did you ever listen to that This American Life about the teachers that would get put in like that weird purgatory?
Yeah, when they were like disciplined, but they couldn't be fired.
Yeah,
that's in that Waiting for Superman documentary too. They just have to like hang out in there.
That's where they all are.
That's a much more learned reference. I was going to say that it's similar to Superman's Phantom Zone, where all his prisoners in time stops for them.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. But anyways, Kendall appears, and at first it seems like she's there to stop the engagement. In fact, that is Kenny and Mari's assessment as they're watching.
In fact, she is there to fully express to Joe that she is excited for him and Serena. This was sweet of her.
Sure.
To just say, like, I couldn't leave the beach without letting you know that I'm happy for y'all. I like Serena. It's a big move.
It is a big move, but also, like, that's going to fucking rattle you right before you're proposing to somebody else. Like, this is not the time. Yeah, this is not the time to do it. Just because Joe is focused on one thing and then something else happens.
Maybe a text would have been better.
Right, I agree. Or do it, you know, a day or two sooner might have been a good idea.
They didn't release her from the holding cell. It's like the running of the bulls. They're like, go.
Kendall's out. Kendall. She's loose.
But Joe is, I feel like to his credit, is like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, great.
Thanks a lot.
Great. Well, then similarly, Serena comes out and gives this like, I don't have it in my notes, but this like really sweet, incredible speech about Joe. And Joe says, that was nice.
He said, that's nice. That's really nice.
I just like you is all. And then he tells her about Kendall, which was like, you have to do that. That's the other reason why it's a bad move on Kendall's part, though, is now Joe has to tell Serena about this. It could get in Serena's head.
See, I feel like you would not tell me. And then after we get engaged, you'd be like, by the way, Kendall showed up.
Like like 2 years later, I'd be like, or like right before we watched it on TV, I'd be like, oh, yeah, by the way, just heads up, Kendall showed up. Yeah.
You jerk.
Yeah. Oh, huge jerk. Yeah.
He tells her and she immediately says, are you okay? Which I thought was a good, that's a very strong indicator that their relationship is a strong one.
Uh-huh. Plus, Joe says, I'm really into you, your smile, your looks, this whole thing.
This whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is fun. I don't know how he does that. Like how
he
this
does,
like
though.
Man of few words who's like not...
I don't know eloquent. How he does the voodoo that he does, but that he do.
Yeah, I have no idea, but yeah, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they get engaged, and then we get a nice little montage of...
Set to Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Yeah, which love I won't sing any
love
of it.
Love this song.
Great song, yeah. That, I love that part that I always sing that I'm not gonna sing now about people thinking we're crazy.
People say you were crazy.
Yeah, because it like brings some like soul
what do
in.
They
yeah.
Know?
See, you're singing it
put
much better
hand
than me.
In my hand, baby, don't ever let go.
This is from the first Mannequin movie,
I believe, with
I don't
Kim
believe
Cattrall.
I've seen the film.
Man, have you seen the stills for the new Sex and the City show?
No.
And just like that.
Uh-uh.
Oof. These ladies are looking old.
Oh, yeah. They're looking like
Kim
Joe.
Kim Cattrall
yeah.
made the right decision.
Well, that's, I mean, at some point, don't you have to be like, yeah, we're good.
Let's call
you know,
it.
Like, can't Cynthia Nixon be like, no, I think I'll run for governor instead?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, I was not a Sex and the City person, as you know, but
I do know
maybe,
that.
Maybe I'll get know. Into it. Maybe this is my window in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That
okay.
is a season of Paradise. We had ups, we had downs.
Yeah. All right. So real quick.
Okay.
So who benefited the most in terms of your impression of them and who was damaged the most by their appearance?
I mean, I'll give a couple of answers to
okay.
that. I'll say that on the damaged list, mm-hmm. obviously Brendan.
Right.
Wasn't a big fan of Ivan.
Yeah, I think Ivan would be mine for most damage because I really liked him.
Yeah, and yeah. I liked Kendall a lot, and I mm-hmm. like in her regular seasons and her time on Paradise, and I was not crazy about her showing mm-hmm. up and pulling all this shit.
Yeah, I don't think she was totally like I really like Kendall.
She redeemed herself again by the end for me, uh-huh. but I
yeah,
don't know.
It didn't do her any favors.
Yeah. Let's see. Chelsea. I ended up liking Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Ed, obviously.
Yeah, until the end, Noah, I was disappointed, you know.
Oh, you know who else?
Who?
Thomas. I liked Thomas. He was like, come on, you big guy.
Big glug, yeah.
Tall
Simply
drink
must
of
be
water.
Thomas.
I mean, yeah. What is that?
Thomas Jefferson's coming home.
Gotcha. Yeah, I feel like his heart is as big as he is tall.
His heart's as tall as he is.
I know. I like to see him like lose his shit, cry a whole bunch.
That's
when
endearing.
Becca Kufrin broke up with him.
Oh,
poor guy.
Yeah, poor fella. Yeah, I mean, I think I would have similar answers to you. I think, yeah.
I also liked the recap because, like, there was just a bunch of, like, I kind of forgot that Connor the cat was even there.
Right. I know. Shockingly.
Well,
yeah.
He is quiet. He is small. He is black from his head to the tip of his tail. You know what? They thought Connor had gone home, but it turned out he was in the palapa. Somebody heard him on the front beach and then he was in the pool.
Well, that's, you know, it's the Paradise is a funny thing, too, because there are people, Connor and Trey, that I would have thought would have done very well
right.
love-wise,
yeah.
who just kind of sort of got
That's,
shunted to the side,
always,
you know?
And like Kelsey.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Kelsey.
With the milk of
the
magnesia.
Milk of magnesia.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like it that we end up with an island of misfit toys.
It's true. Well... That's our season for you, gang. We will see you back in 2 weeks to recap Michelle. Hopefully this episode was a bit of a palate cleanser for me. I'm going out feeling okay about this season, but hopefully Michelle's season is a palate cleanser for us in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you.
but there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.